Good morning. This is the course of mechatronics for industrial automation students. My name is Francesco Leporati. In the slide one of the introduction group of slides, you find my coordinates and specifically the email address to which you can write for questions, clarifications, or informations that you need. In slide two, I have written some notes about the material that is related to the course. It is necessary to take notes during the comment on the lecture slides. There is also a website of the course. The address is written into the slide. You can download all the materials. Also previous exams held last year and in the previous editions of this course for exercising yourself. What is the core of the course? What are the topics of the course? First of all, we want to analyze a control system controlled by a microprocessor and able to perform the acquisition, the measurement, and the processing of environmental physical magnitudes like temperature, like pressures, accelerations, humidity, and so on. The aim of this is to maintain the behavior of a particular variable chosen in the process, that is called a process variable, to follow a predefined behavior in such a way that it doesn't diverge or oscillates around a fixed set point value. And generally speaking, the aim is to avoid the instability of the process itself. So the first part of the course will be related to the several ways we can find onto the market to perform those measurements. The devices that are responsible for measurements are called the transducers. They transform a physical magnitude into an electric magnitude that can be read by the microprocessor directly or by means of a suitable electronic circuit. We will see linear and angular position transducers, velocity, accelerations, transducers, pressure, temperature, flux, level, acidity, and many other sensors to perform such a kind of measurement. We briefly mentioned electronic circuits that are necessary to transform the output of the transducer into a signal that can be converted into a binary number to be read by the microcontroller. This kind of electronic circuits are called conditioning networks. We have several needs for such a kind of circuits. For example, consider that the sensibility of a thermocouple is around a few microvolts per Celsius degrees. So if you consider a temperature of 100 degrees, the corresponding signal in output from the transducer will be around half a volt. But if you consider 200 Celsius degrees, the output signal will be set around 1 volt. This means that the capability of the microprocessor to distinguish, to discriminate among the two temperatures is very reduced, because the value of the voltage of the voltages that correspond to the two different temperatures are very close, while instead the two temperatures are very far, one from the other, 100, 200. So it is necessary to amplify the signal obtained so as it is better it is easier to separate, to discriminate among them, and to understand from the microcontroller point of view the real quantity of temperature of measurement that we want to identify. This is the reason why often in the electronic circuit we consider, we introduce amplifiers. Other needs for electronic circuits are related to the presence of alternate voltage in output from the transducers. All those transducers that are based on electromagnetic phenomena are typically supplied in AC, in alternate current. And this means that the value that they provide is variable, but this variation is due both to the sinusoidal dependence of the signal and to the dependence of the signal from the particular physical magnitude we want to measure. So in this case, we have to eliminate this dependence on the sinusoidal component, and this is done by a particular electronic circuit that is called a rectifier. We made, therefore, two examples just to justify and to make you to understand better how it is necessary the presence of a conditioning network in such a kind of circuit, of chain. The role of the microprocessor that plays as the controller of all the process is not limited to the acquisition phase. That is, it doesn't only read the values from the transducers, but it also exerts an influence onto the process. That is, it makes the process to behave as a certain idea, as a certain behavior that is established by the engineer that designed all the control. And this kind of influence, this kind of action that the microcontroller performs onto the process is carried out typically by means of suitable devices that are called actuators. We will see between all the actuators that we can find into the market two particular kind of actuators that are called motors. In particular, we will see the so-called direct current motors and the step motors. The first group is particularly suitable to control the velocity of an object, the angular velocity, it would be better to say, but through a particular device we can also transform a rotation into a linear movement, so we can also control the linear velocity of an object, and the torque that can be exerted on a certain kind of mechanism. While instead the step motors are particularly suitable to control rotational movements in terms of angular position and again rotation velocity. Under the section of called actuators, we will find also another mechanism, another electronic circuit, it is better to say. It is called SCR, Silicon Controlled Rectifier. We will analyze and study it. Basically, it is a particular kind of transistor that is often applied to regulate the quantity of power supply that is applied to a load. A load that could be a motor, could be a resistor, could be everything that needs to be supplied. This is a particular circuit, very accurate, very precise, and we will appreciate it in particular when we will regulate the temperatures in some particular environments, rooms, incubators, ovens, and so on. And finally, in this overview of the process that we have to keep stable, and a not trivial part is played by the control algorithms that are all those techniques applied to keep the evolution of the process on a certain target. In particular, we will see three classic approaches called proportional control, integral proportional control, derivative integral proportional control, and three other algorithms that are specific for particular situations. We will see the Smith predictor that is very suitable for the elimination of delays in the control. We will study and learn the feed-forward algorithm that is specific for the management of disturbances. And we will see the cascade control that is very specific for those situations into which the actuators consist in a motor plus some other mechanical devices that features some poles in the transfer function that can be managed apart, separately, I mean, with respect to the general ring transfer function. Finally, this is the most exciting, we could say, but also the most challenging part of the course. We will see real process, in particular real industrial process, to which we will apply all the considerations that have been done in such a kind of overview of the topics of the course. To follow the lessons, to understand the issues and the topics, some requirements are necessary. In particular, it is necessary to have some skills in electronics, to recover the knowledge acquired in physics, and to have some fundamentals in informatics and control theory. In this slide number 4, we see the rules of the exam. The examination includes a text with the questions. The questions are on the theoretical part of the course, that is, describe a transducer, describe an actuator, and so on, and some exercises. Exercises are related to real industrial situations into which it is necessary to choose the most suitable transducer for the measurement of the variable that we want to monitor, to control, to interface the transducer with the microprocessor so as to allow the controller, the microprocessor, to read the value of the variable, to connect the microprocessor with the actuator to exert an influence on the process so as it remains on a stable behavior, to identify the transfer function of the process in the Laplace domain so as to see on the basis of the poles that are present how critical is the possibility of not stability, and to apply one of the control algorithms that we will see during the course so as to make the process stable. There is no oral examination, and of course the exam is considered passed if the obtained score is greater than 18. The most challenging part of the exam is clearly the part related to the process, because the identification of the transfer function often involves the knowledge we have of physics, of electronics, of electromagnetism, several skills that we learned in the past and that we need to recover in such a kind of course. But it is also the beauty of the course, this, because it helps us to put the things together and to have a complete vision of many of the concepts that we have learned till now. Finally, at the end of the course, probably the last 2 weeks, we will have an intensive session of exercises of exam tests, so as to take, let's say, familiarity with such a kind of problems, and also every time the exam is different from the previous one, the idea is to avoid to remain surprised when you are in front of the new exam you have to deal with. In slide number 5, an example of an industrial process is shown that allows to keep the temperature of a certain environment, of a certain room, set onto a set point. You see that the left part of the slide. You see this very, very simple form of control, into which we have two contacts, two metallic contacts, one in blue color and the other one in black color. Under the blue contact we have a red material with a different sensibility to the temperature. In particular, the two materials feature two different dilation sensibility to the temperature. That is, the red one dilates when the temperature increases more than the blue one. You understand that this implies a rotational movement to the couple of the contacts, in particular to the blue one, that separate the connection between the blue and the black. This means that the circuit into which the current flows is broken and no more electronic supply is given to such a kind of circuit. The general idea is that the current will supply a suitable heat source so as to keep the temperature at a certain value. But when the temperature is too high, the contacts are separated and the connection is broken, is off. So no more supply, no more temperature increasing. This is a classic kind of on-off control. Yes, no. I give supply, I don't give supply, I augment the temperature, I don't augment the temperature. Another kind of control is the one shown in the right part of the slide, into which we have a cylinder with a shaft, and connected to the shaft we have two arms at the end of which we have, let's say, two swollen balls. We assume that the shaft will rotate along the vertical axis, and during this movement the two arms will go up and the two balls will slither against the wall of the cylinder. So the friction that takes origin will exert an action similar to the one that would have been done by the brakes, for example, in a car. This is a very elementary and simple example of mechanisms that break the rotation of the shaft, and was applied in the ancient trains to keep under control the velocity of the wheels. But in both the cases, we can't say that the control and the computer science and the electronics is present. And the level of the accuracy of the control that is exerted is very low, is very poor. Conversely, instead, the next slide shows a situation into which we have another kind of control of the temperature in a room that is measured by a suitable sensor, a thermocouple. The thermocouple will provide a signal that is proportional to the temperature into the environment into which the thermocouple is located. This signal will be amplified and compared with a set point, the difference of which is provided to a specific digital component that is called analog to digital converter, who transforms that difference between the current temperature and the desired one in a binary number that a microprocessor can understand. Now the microprocessor will exit another binary number that will be converted by a new electronic device, a DAC, a digital to analog converter, that will bring this number exited by the microprocessor, converting it into a voltage that will be provided to a triac. A triac is a particular transistor that regulates the power supply and the current, in particular, that flows onto a resistor. You know that a current flowing onto a resistor will dissipate an electric power that is directly proportional to the heat energy provided to the surrounding environment. And this is a very simple but very efficient way to control the temperature in such a kind of process. I understand that we have many components in this chain that are unknown to you: the transducer, the DAC, the ADC, the comparator, the concept of set point, the triac itself, but all these are elements of the course. What it is important to notice is that this is the real kind of industrial processes of which we will take care, because in such a kind of situations we have the accuracy provided by the electronic circuit, we have the accuracy provided by several sensors we will study, and we have also the accuracy and the velocity provided by a microcontroller that is programmed through a software code. So this is the matter of which we are talking about in this course. So summarizing, and I am now at the slide number 7, the situation that we are dealing with can be represented by such a ring. We will call it acquisition and control chain, into which we have a process P, a transducer T, a suitable set of electronic circuits, conditioning networks, we will call them CoND, actuators A, and the microprocessor that plays the role of the controller, CTRL. Basically, we measure a suitable physical magnitude from the process that is called process variable, PV. The measurement provided by the transducer is transformed in a suitable electronic signal and digital numeric value that is compared with a set point, the target we want to have, the distance between the set point and the current value of the process variable is the error information that is taken by the control unit, by the microprocessor, that will exit a control variable, ruling, making the actuator to work so as the process will evolve as we want it does. The variable with which the actuator influences the process is called manipulated variable. So the course is divided, this is the last slide, into four theoretical parts, let's say, and a last section into which we will see several examples of the process control. At first, we will see several kinds of transducers. Then we will see for every transducer or for every group of transducer we have described the relative conditioning network, the relative electronics that is necessary to bring that information to the microprocessor. Then we will see the set of actuators through which the microprocessor influences or exert an action onto the process. And finally, we will see the control algorithms that are implemented into the microprocessor to keep the process on the set point more or less we want it has.